to do with the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
You know how many people said they really enjoyed the way I started yesterday's segment with you?
That you hate me?
I didn't say I hate you. I said you suck.
Oh, same thing. Because they probably didn't enjoy Friday.
I have to admit, I wish I'd have had a picture of your face when that started. Because you looked right at me like a deer in the headlights. What? It was kind of funny. Well, you are dressed to go golfing, my friend, but I don't think you're going to go golfing. It's looking nasty on the radar.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
We got a thunderstorm warning here until 4, and then a bunch of cells on the radar. I don't think you're golfing, dude.
Hey, the lake could blow it away.
Yeah. And the Tigers could win the World Series this year.
They could.
And the
They're
Brewers
looking good lately.
Could end up playing them in the World Series.
That's... Yeah.
That's a better possibility. But.
Well, there's a lot of rumors in Brewer land right now of who they're trying to pick up, so
well,
I hope they pick somebody up.
Well, let's start there. Okay, first of all, because there's good Tigers news, and actually I got something else I want to talk to you about too, but I want to talk about the Brewers for a second. Number one, they lost again yesterday.
Yeah, they were up 2-0.
I guess the Pirates.
And the ESPN app told me they were up 4-0. I'm like, yes. And then all of a sudden they screwed up, and it was supposed to be 2-2. It was the Pirates that actually scored the two runs. So. But they left so many guys on base. I watched the game. It was terrible. They kept leaving guys on base. But I'm a little worried now because the Cubs still have not lost since the All-Star break. They beat the Braves yesterday 4-3. Even though the Braves did score two in the bottom of the ninth to make it interesting.
Well, before we move on to the Cubs and the... Actually... Another segue there is good, but I want to talk about tonight's game. Because your boy, Junior Guerrero.
My boy. My least favorite pitcher on the team, you mean? He's 1-3 with a 4.78 ERA. He's going against Ivan Nova, who's 9-6 with a 3.21 ERA.
He's coming off the DL, too. So he might be a little rusty.
Don't get me started.
Ivan Nova plays for the Pirates now. I didn't know that.
So, 3.5 game lead. It was 5.5 at the break. They got to make a move, Adam. They have to make a move.
Did Sogard? Do you think the Sogard thing is a big deal?
No. I think they need another starting pitcher.
So, this is the thing that I'm going to give you my 2 cents after you tell me. So, starting pitcher, you think what should they do for a starting pitcher?
I don't know. I've seen rumors. I don't know who's good out there. I mean,
yeah, but what do you want to give up?
I guess we have some good prospects that they could give up.
But do you really
Who's
want to mortgage
the
future?
Who's the guy from the A's? That's who they were talking about.
Sonny Gray?
Yeah, Sonny Gray. Top of their list.
I don't think the Brewers should mortgage any of their future right now. And even though you're thinking, well, yeah, win now. This team is still very young.
Sonny Gray straight up for Ryan Braun.
Well, I would
I don't
that
know,
deal.
Though. Ryan Braun is actually playing pretty good.
No, I'd take that deal. Are you kidding me? Ryan Braun for Sonny Gray? That's a steal. That's a no-brainer right there. A no-brainer. That makes me want to smack you in the back of the head again for even questioning that. There's no way that the Athletics will do that. There's no way Oakland would ever, ever, ever take that deal. No way. And I still stand by my position. I think your Brewers are in a good position to really improve for the next couple of years and then make a real run. And I'm not saying they can't do something this year and they're making noise right now, but this is a very young team.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mortgage the future. You got a ton of good prospects in your farm system, way more than Detroit. Don't mortgage the future. Take what you can get this year and be happy with it.
I would take Sonny Gray.
You don't... Yeah. For Ryan Braun, yes. Or Eric Sogard.
Yeah.
Who's on the DL. All right, so you mentioned the Cubs. Do you know the Cubs are not even the hottest team in baseball right now? Do you know who the
Dodgers?
Hottest? Yeah, your Dodgers, your second favorite team.
Yeah.
They've won 9 games in a row.
Yeah, they're 64-29.
Kershaw's
best record
on the bump
in baseball
tonight.
Remember when Houston was like running away with
the best record in
baseball?
I thought nobody was going to beat Houston. Now I think
Dodgers have a 2-game lead on Houston for the best record. So.
I think it's going to be, this is like thank you, Captain Obvious moment here, but I think it's going to be the Astros and the Dodgers.
Yeah, they're already talking
that,
I know. But there's always a weird team. That the Dodgers have a hard time in the postseason.
And injuries can really screw that plan up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, 9 games in a row, Kershaw back in the bump tonight. I can't remember who they're playing. Does it really matter at this point? They're a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing Houston or, I don't know. Anyway.
They're playing the White Sox.
Ooh, that actually could be a fun game.
The White
game.
Sox are 38-52.
Yeah, but they just added, I don't know.
They got Miguel Gonzalez going against Kershaw.
Yeah, who?
Yeah. Okay. It could happen. You never know.
When do the Dodgers play the Cubs? Because I want to watch that series.
I'm not sure. You can't put me on the spot like that. I don't have a schedule in front of
me. We're going to take a break here. See if you can pop up the Dodgers schedule.
Okay.
And because that would be a fun series to watch. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Dodgers sweep them.
Well, of course you would. Second favorite team playing division rivals of your first favorite team, Durr.
I've already seen the Dodgers live this year, remember?
All right, we got some NFL news to get to second half. We're also going to start with the Tigers and their situation right now. Stay tuned. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
You are not going to be golfing this evening on Gray Walls.
I'll dodge the
But it's looking absolutely gorgeous for tomorrow in Golf League.
You're right.
I'm looking forward to that. Might even stay for a beer or something with you after.
All right. I might stay.
Give them a call, 225-0721. Clubhouse open to the public, too.
The Dodgers don't play the Cubs again. They've already played them once, and they swept them. 4-0, 5-0, 9-4 back in May.
That's too bad. They should have been wishing they'd have been playing them in September.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. All right, let's move on here to the Tigers. So,
home run.
They routed the Royals last night, 10-2. Zimmerman pitched out of his mind. Best game I've seen him pitch in a long time. Probably since his first couple of games in a Tiger uniform, actually. And they hit a lot of long balls last night. Castellanos, Mikey Matuk. 10-2 route to open the four-game series between the AL Central Division rivals. And
Kinsler did something that doesn't happen very often. 2 triples in the same game.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
2 triples, yeah.
That's very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens tonight. You know, Daniel Norris actually has been on the DL. He went to start his rehab for AAA Toledo tonight.
So tonight you have Matthew Boyd versus Travis Wood.
Travis Wood. Boyd's last start with Detroit came way back on May 31st in Kansas City. He allowed 4 runs on 7 hits in 3 2/3 innings, which is not good. So let's see if this continues, but, you know, they took 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Now we start out this series with a division rival who's right there, you know what I mean? They got to pass him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I told you what I thought. We're going to see what happens at the end of August. The Tigers will be in first place.
You know, J.D. Martinez came out of that game in the 6th yesterday, and everybody thought he was traded.
Yeah, and they did. Everyone did. It was all over social media. It was like, oh, he's gone, he's traded. It was just tight back.
Tight lower back.
Day-to-day like the rest of us.
All right, so let's move on quickly here. I just wanted to mention something. Carlos Beltran homers after the Astros hold a mock funeral for his glove. Did you see this? He hasn't used his glove in a game in more than 2 months. So Monday, the Astros gathered around their teammate in center field and laid his mitt to rest, holding a mock funeral to send it off.
Did you see one of the guys was dressed as a priest?
Yes.
Yes, it was great.
It was Brian McCann.
Yeah.
He donned a black robe to officiate the service. That's fantastic. That's like minor league stuff right there. I love it.
And Beltran, of course, captured the whole thing on his cell phone. He's 40 years old now. Did you know that? Carlos Beltran is 40 years old. Wow.
Yeah, he's getting old like the rest of us.
Okay, quickly, let's go to NFL. A couple little tidbits.
Okay, the funny part of the Redskins, did you see this?
With
where the
Cousins?
President, the president, Bruce Allen, made a statement on Monday, and they had like a press conference. He called Kirk Cousins Kurt 5 times in the interview. Kurt, not Kirk.
Knows his player as well.
Yeah, very well. Thought that was pretty funny. And Le'Veon Bell hasn't signed his franchise tender because he did not like... They just called the golfers off the course. Great.
You're not golfing.
He did not like the offer the Steelers made him, and he thinks he's worth more than that.
Really?
Le'Veon Bell. So
what do you
he's
think?
Not signed.
Think he is?
Yeah. He's only getting $12 million as a franchise tag. I don't know. Running back, he's the best running back in the league right now.
What?
Le'Veon Bell?
You think he's the best?
Yes.
I'd say he's top five, but I don't know if I'd
well,
say
Well, if Ezekiel Elliott keeps getting in trouble, he's not going to be in the NFL. Do you see now? He's appealing a citation for driving 100 miles an hour.
In a 70-mile-an-hour zone. It wasn't like he was in a 35 going 100.
It's still a misdemeanor.
I'm not saying it wasn't dangerous. I'm not saying it was bad, but it was a 70-mile-an-hour speed
room,
zone.
Barroom fights, yes, 100 miles an hour driving. I don't know.
Big Boy Sports Recap, everybody. Bye.
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. It's the Outdoor Show.